In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
This is one of the best days in the entire Paschal season. It's tremendous, and for many, many, many reasons. I won't be able to give you all of them, but perhaps a few would do. First of all, let's think back on this very time period that we're talking about. What was it like? Well, we know that the Lord was crucified and buried outside of the walls of Jerusalem. Now, today in Jerusalem, those walls are much larger, so that there is a lot more space within the confines of Jerusalem than there used to be. But Jerusalem was walled off, and for a very good reason, because outside, especially during the dark, there were brigands, thieves, wild animals, all kinds of things. That's why there were walls. That's why the city wasn't wide open. And then when we think of what had just happened, the Lord had been crucified. Joseph of Arimathea, who was a rich man and a member of the council, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. That was a brave thing to do right there. But Pilate, of course, as we know, washed his hands of the whole thing, right? He was done with it. He probably didn't care at that point what happened. He was a little bit irritated that the Jews were coming to him to begin with to try and get this man crucified whom he knew nothing about. So he gave the body to Joseph. And of course, the righteous Nicodemus and him took the body and they put it into the tomb. And there, of course, the tomb was guarded. There was a great stone rolled up against the tomb. And you would think, well, maybe that's going to be the end of it. But that wasn't the end of it. Because there was a group of women. We don't exactly know how many that there were. But we do know for a fact that there was, of course, Mary, the mother of God. There was Mary Magdalene. There was Mary of Cleopas. There was Salome, who was one of them. There was Joanna. There was Susanna. Several of these women were married, of course. Three were mothers, including the mother of God. Joanna was one that actually worked in the household of King Herod. In fact, she was the one that went out and recovered the head of John the Baptist after Herodias had it just ignominiously thrown away somewhere. She saved it. So these were women that had not only supported Jesus and the apostles, support not just emotionally and prayerfully, but financially as well, through this entire situation. They all had a lot invested in the Lord, loved the Lord, were probably also as confused as the apostles were about what exactly was happening. Because although, if we've talked many times about it, they saw many, many things, they still didn't quite get what he meant when he said he was going to rise again on the third day. Otherwise, they would have not been shocked at his crucifixion. They wouldn't have worried about it if they knew that. But they were. They were scattered. They were fearful. Away they went. And yet, of course, at this time period also, women were very much confined. Some people have asked, why not, you know, have a woman as one of the apostles? Why did Jesus not do that? Well, it took the faith of Jesus, Christianity, to do that. We have many women who are, of course, equal to the apostles. One of them today, Mary Magdalene, not only has the title of equal to the apostles, which means that her missionary efforts were as great as anything the apostles did, but she's called the apostle to the apostles because she is the one that went and told them that the Lord has risen. And so we look at this incredible group of women. The men had completely scattered. John the theologian was at the foot of the cross with the Virgin Mary. We know this for a fact. The Lord had commended his mother to John. Yet John was not one that the Lord greeted after the resurrection. Peter was someone along with James and John, who had witnessed his transfiguration. Peter had made the confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord said this was by the Holy Spirit. Yet Peter denied him three times and fled. Andrew, the first called of the apostles, was nowhere in sight. Nowhere. Yet Jesus' mother was there at the resurrection. Mary Magdalene, who must have been quite a character when you think about it, what this woman did afterwards is just, it's unbelievable. She was there. The righteous Lazarus of 4 days dead, who Jesus had raised from the dead. One would think of all people that perhaps the Lord would have appeared to him. He was not there. Instead, these eight women, again, there may have been more, but these eight are the ones we know about, are the ones that very early in the morning left in complete darkness, left the confines of the city of Jerusalem, left the walls, and boldly went out to the tomb. What an incredible testimony this is to them. That's why we make such a big deal out of this particular day. That's why we call it resurrection. Just as we call the Ikon of Pascha resurrection. They are both of one and the same cloth. But these extraordinary women who did so many things for the Lord during that time and had so many reasons to be hidden away, really, as the apostles were, because everyone knew that they were his followers. Because after he raised Lazarus from the dead, we know that the gospel tells us that they were seeking to kill Lazarus. Because of this, they knew Martha and Mary. They knew the family. But that didn't stop them, did it? They boldly went forward with their faith in front of them. They go to the tomb and they are rewarded with those incredible words that have resounded ever since then. He is not here. He is risen. Just as he told you, the angel said. Why do you seek the living among the dead? And of course, they were astounded. And it was Mary Magdalene, as far as we know, who went and told the apostles about this. And again, what does the gospel tell us? They didn't believe her. They weren't going to believe her. No. Which is why Jesus never picked a woman to be an apostle. Because they would not have been taken seriously during that time. But after the resurrection of Christ, all of this changed, and it changed big time. Mary Magdalene, of course, goes in front of Tiberius Caesar. She goes to France. She goes to all these different places. We don't know a lot about the others, except for perhaps a few, aside from Joanna, perhaps Salome. But the others, as far as we know, did not suffer martyrdom. They ended their lives peacefully, but they are forever remembered as being the first, the bravest, the ones who went when the men were cowering away. Even later, when Christ appeared to some of the apostles that saw him went back to the other apostles. They didn't believe him again. So twice that testimony was there. We won't speak of Thomas. We spoke of him last week and how great his belief actually was. But none of them understood what had happened. None of them. And it just underscores what St. Paul wrote when he said, in Christ there is neither slave nor free, nor Jew nor Gentile, nor male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. This is what the faith of Jesus Christ did for all the women in the world from that time forward. And you hear so much today, I read some things, just stupid things written by stupid people who talk about the degradation of women in Christianity. They don't know what they're talking about. The very fact that some of these women are complaining about the degradation of women in Christianity, the fact that they have that ability to complain is a no little, perhaps little iota, due to the fact of Christianity itself, who elevated their status. Who is it? And all of the holiest places in all the world, the holy altar is reigning over the entire altar area. Is it not a woman? Who are these over here? The Bethanys, Martha and Mary. Who is this? Saint Maria of Paris. So many of these women that were so fervent in their apostolic activity, so many women martyrs. My goodness, the times are just littered with them. Not only in the early era of Diocletian and some of the other horrid rulers, but even in the last century as well, in places like Russia, there were many women who died for the faith. And so it's right that we should celebrate these holy myrrh-bearing women who give the testimony of our Lord for all of us, for every one of us. Because again, we look to them as much as we do to the apostles at that point, because the apostles had scattered. All of these women were there on the day of Pentecost. They all received the same Holy Spirit. They all had the same calling to become daughters of God, in the same way the men are called to be sons of God, that are all reaching towards theosis, towards touching the hem of the garment of Christ, like the woman with the issue of blood, in order to become deified. Because in the heavenly kingdom, at the great day of judgment, the Lord's not going to say to any of you ladies, "Oh my goodness, you made it in. You made it in despite the fact that you're women." You're not going to hear that. You're going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Because that's how the Lord sees everyone. This is the turning point. This is the great equalizer. I get so sick of hearing all this stuff about men and women, and men are trodding the women underfoot, and they're not giving them their rights and all these kinds of things. And oh my goodness, they don't even want them to kill their children. Oh, how horrible it is. Been hearing that all week. How dare you put your religious views on us? How dare you put your philosophical views on me? These women were the first testaments to life. Always remember that. To life as it emerged from the tomb. Life that was dead and became alive again. And women with their special vocation and calling are called to defend that life always, without exception, in an age like today where things seem to be imploding in so many different directions. But we have the solution for it. We have Orthodox Christianity. We have the testament of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the faith once delivered to all the saints. We have the holy myrrh-bearing women to put way up here. Yes, if you want, on a pedestal, even a high pedestal. And we should honor them for all the things that they did then and for their prayers that undoubtedly continue with all of us now. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen.